At a workshop inside the Juba Military Hospital, a team of Indian prosthetists assembled artificial limbs for a couple seated under a shed on the hospital's ground. A brown artificial leg is being assembled for a 45-year-old South Sudanese, Simon Juma, who says he lost his right leg during the 1997 war at Jambor. Juma says he has remained single because all women he asked to marry him turned him down due to his disability. Juma says he has relied on his brother's family for support, but with his new artificial leg, he hopes to find work.
I have not been able to work for myself like this life in Juba, where you look for money. I am not able to do it only because of this disability.
Some amputees who already received artificial limbs from the Indian company are already celebrating with their families. South Sudanese Machuk Ding says he has no reason to stay home all day now that he is able to walk. Ding told South Sudan in Focus by phone last Friday that his wife, Akwal Ding, burst into laughter when she learned her husband for the first time walked to the nearby forest to cut logs to be sold in the IDP camp in Juba. For the last 20 years, Akej says her family has depended on her for financial support, but now her husband can help.
He told us that with his new leg, he is able to go fishing, and we became very excited because if we go to the wetlands, he will be able to go fishing as well. These days, things are very hard. We don't have anything to eat, and he is not working. He has been sitting idle. It was only when he got the artificial leg that he was able to go out to cut logs.
More than 270 amputees have received new limbs from the prosthetic center here at Juba Military Hospital for free over the past few weeks. John Tomilian Michael, a social worker with the Indian Embassy in Juba, says most people who receive artificial limbs were soldiers who were shot during wartime.
We have served a number of 276 patients, in which 90% are military or ex-military, and then 10% are civilian. According to the record that we have, most of the amputees got the incident during 2013 war, 2016, and others since 1983, 1991, 1997, and also 1998.
Vishnu Kumar, India's ambassador to South Sudan, says his government wants to support South Sudan's wounded soldiers.
This is a consideration that South Sudan has had armed struggle for decades, actually. So the armed struggle for freedom, after that the conflicts, land mining, and also diabetic patients, and some accident cases also have come to our light. But I know that there are a lot of amputees here in South Sudan. That was the main consideration.
Kumar says the government of India has spent more than $200,000 to work on South Sudanese war disabled for 6 weeks. Kumar says a permanent rehabilitation center at Juba Military Hospital will provide a solution to thousands of war veterans. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it runs 3 rehabilitation centers in Juba, Wau and Rumbek, where they offer free prosthetic services to amputees. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.